This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Now today, I need to set up the scripture we're going to read. It's from the book of Acts. A man by the name of the Apostle Paul and Silas, his companion, are in a city. They're preaching the gospel, and they're harassed by a young slave girl who's possessed by a demonic spirit that gives her the gift of telling fortunes. You say, what a bad thing. No, it was great for the people that owned her, because they would charge people money and she would tell their fortune because of this demonic spirit that enabled her to tell fortunes. And this slave girl with the demonic spirit was harassing Paul and Silas. I think the spirit of Satan was just harassing them in their preaching. And it's a dramatic moment where Paul turns around on his heels and he says, he speaks not to the woman. He speaks to the demonic spirit in her and says, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. And the spirit did. And you say, oh, isn't that great? That woman was delivered. No, the people that lost the money started a riot. And they had Paul and Silas arrested, and they caused this big ruckus because they interfered with their money-making scheme that was going on with this girl with telling fortunes. That's where we pick it up in the book of Acts, 16th chapter, beginning at verse 22. The crowd joined in the attack against Paul and Silas, and the magistrates ordered them to be stripped and beaten. After they had been severely flogged, they were thrown into prison, and the jailer was commanded to guard them carefully. Suddenly, there was such a violent earthquake that the foundations of the prison were shaken. At once, all the prison doors flew open, and everybody's chains came loose. The jailer woke up, and when he saw the prison doors open, he drew his sword and was about to kill himself because he thought the prisoners had escaped. Just as an aside, you were a jailer and you had prisoners. You lost a prisoner, you were put to death. It was a great motivator for people to keep an eye on their prisoners, believe me. But Paul shouted, verse 28, Paul shouted, don't harm yourself. We are all here. The jailer called for lights, rushed in, and fell trembling before Paul and Silas. He then brought them out and asked, sirs, what must I do to be saved? They replied, believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved, you and your household. Then they spoke the word of the Lord to him and to all the others in his house. At that hour of the night, the jailer took them and washed their wounds. Then immediately he and all his family were baptized. The jailer brought them into his house and set a meal before them. He was filled with joy because he had come to believe in God. Listen to that again. He was filled with joy because he had come to believe in God, he and his whole family. Norman Cousins was the one who came up with the phrase, belief is biology. One doctor would say in the 1980s that he thought those were the three most important words medically in the 1980s, in the decade. Belief is biology. Norman Cousins would give this example of a young man in his 20s. He had symptoms, just symptoms of MS, multiple sclerosis. They weren't serious, but they were troubling enough to interfere with his life. They were troubling enough to give him the thought, I need to have this checked out. He was able to function, go to work. He goes to the doctor. He has a series of tests, a series of different things at the hospital. And then finally the day came when the doctor said, I'm sorry to tell you, but you do have MS. You do have multiple sclerosis. Well, tomorrow we'll pick up this story exactly where we leave off today. I want you to hear the twist and the turn of this story. It's a powerful story about the biology of belief. It's a part of the message on the word believe from the book of Acts this week, Acts 16, how that believing in God brought joy into a man's life. The same can happen to you and to me.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.